It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends from the community, we've got our friend, guest from the community, Bob Brueggemann, who is the incumbent mayor of Texarkana, Texas, running for re-election. And as I talked yesterday when we had the challenger, Dr. Brian Matthews, on, equal time.
Right.
So if somebody's catching it today and didn't catch it yesterday, we've got both candidates
yes.
on. We've had both candidates on Facebook and now on the radio. But good to see you, Mayor. How's it going?
Good morning, John. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Doing fine.
And, of course, we'll get to talk about the election, the re-election here in just a minute. But, you know, for those that maybe don't know about your background a little bit, mm-hmm. You are a local guy. Mm-hmm. Grew up here in Texarkana and graduated from Texas High the year after me, actually.
That's right.
1980 is when he graduated.
Right.
So you're a Tiger, longstanding, of course, citizen of Texarkana and an involved citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You started getting involved at an early age with different things. Talk mm-hmm. a little bit about what you did when you got out of high school.
As far as
you went to college
here locally.
You went to both the university. Back then it was East Texas State.
Correct.
Now it's Texas A&M University, Texarkana. And
then
you went on and got some other education as well after that.
Yeah, I have a certificate in corporate community relations mm-hmm. from Boston College. I received that in 1999.
And your degree was in
business administration.
All right, and you were talking some about. Some activities that you got involved with, kind of, what am I trying to say here? The public service type activities that you got in when you got out of school.
Right. Well, when I was in high school and college, I was a part of the Explorer Police Cadet program with
right.
the Texarkana, Arkansas.
That's what
Police
I was searching
Department.
For.
Right, right. Got it. So, yes, I did that. Both departments had a police cadet explorer program, and it allowed an opportunity for those who participated to determine whether or not they might want to pursue a career in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And so several of my counterparts who were in that program did pursue mm-hmm. Degrees in law enforcement with various agencies. And so I enjoyed doing that. It was kind of really looking at doing that, and about the same time I was wrapping that up, I received my college degree. Mm-hmm. Then I got married the next month, September, September 22nd, which is coming right up.
Right, right.
Anniversary.
Yeah, 1984.
Wow.
I was married, and so anyway, my wife, and I respect that, my wife, you know, well, you'll be working shift work, you know, I'm so, you know, it's a dangerous profession, which it certainly is.
Yes,
and so anyway, so I kind of changed course mm. there and went to work for SWEPCO.
He was a long time. You worked for SWEPCO for how long?
18 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the business side. I wasn't out working on climbing poles or
yeah.
anything like that.
Yeah.
So I worked in management and communications, mm-hmm. corporate communications for SWEPCO, and then left there in 2002 and worked a short time, about a year and a half, at the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And so did that, and then worked at the university for 11 years doing alumni work
right.
and
communication
work.
Public affairs
right.
type deal. He was there for quite some time.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my degree that I have is a BBA degree with an emphasis in finance and marketing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had done the marketing part,
right.
and I thought, well, I might want to look at doing part of this in the finance area. And so worked at a couple local banks beginning in 2014, and then now I'm working for Red River Credit Union. So yeah. I do commercial lending and public relations for the credit union, and I will have been there 4 years in November.
I didn't realize I'd been that long.
Yes, right. It's a. I really love Red River. It's mm-hmm. a great, great place to work. Great, great employees, great people, and we really do a great job of taking care of our members. And so, like I said, my first dose of city experience was back in 1979, and then 2004, I became a member on the Texas side of the Civil Service Commission, and that oversees law enforcement and police and fire, rather. And so I did that, and then I was appointed to the council in June of 2005 and mm-hmm. served as a council member for Ward 4, which is the central part of the city. Well, where we are today
mm-hmm. yep.
in this area
That's
here,
right.
Spring Lake Park area, mm-hmm. Central Mall, Texas mm-hmm. High. And so I really enjoyed doing that, and then became mayor in 2012. So as a council member, I served under Mayor Bramlett and
uh-huh.
also under Mayor Steve Mayo.
Right, right. And couple of good guys there.
Yes, and so
that's one that you've had a history of. I mean, now I don't go back forever, but since I've been kind of doing in news and following and everything. You've had some really good mayors, including John Jarvis back in the day,
right?
And Bramlett and on and just continuing the tradition of people who are working in the community and being public service. Because you said you know the council, you told me and you educated me, the council members and the mayor get a small amount
stipend
in Texas. It's mainly a labor of love, but we've had people from the community working in the community and working as mayor as well. The best of most countries right here on the Pig, 1039 mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture,
American made,
quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County west of Texas County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with Bob Ruggeman, who is the mayor of Texas County, Texas, and he's running for re-election this year. We had challenger Dr. Brian Matthews on yesterday, so we got the mayor on today as they run in the election, which will be on November the 2nd, with early voting beginning on October the 18th. And you had mentioned on Facebook that they changed the length of term from 2 to 3 years now, correct?
That's correct, yes. Anytime that there's a change in terms, that's stipulated in the city charter, it has to be put before the voters. Mm-hmm. And so several years ago, actually, there was an item on the ballot that would actually provide term limits. You could serve 2 3-year terms, so, you know, 6 years as far as service, and actually the voters voted that down. And so then there was a rebound back of going from 2 years to 3 years, and the voters approved that. And as I shared on the Facebook segment, a new person who's new to the council, it really takes about 2 years in order for them to really grasp what all takes place, to go through the budget process a couple of times. And so in the old days, you'd had a 2-year term, and so you, a brand new council member served 2 years, and they just really felt comfortable, it's time to run again. So
I got to run again.
Yeah, that's right.
I just got used to
that. That's right. That's right. So, and that 2-year period goes by very, very fast. So, anyway, so by having 3 years, that's a good breaking point there, I think.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the city and the development that's going on. You got to be pleased with the continued economic growth of Texarkana as a whole, but, you know, you're Texarkana, Texas, but as a whole, Texarkana, the growth is continuing, especially in the northern and northwest part of the city, and then the revitalization downtown has got to be a big deal. Talk a little bit about economics.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot of great things going on right now. Talking about downtown, first of all, with the Hotel Grimm project, which is a $24, $26 million project, which will provide 93 one- and two-bedroom residential units. A lot of people live downtown. There are loft apartments. The former Berman Farr Hardware is loft apartments. David Peavy purchased the former Ritchie Grocery Building. He has apartments in there that he's filled up and has a waiting list. And so my opinion is that the Hotel Grimm is going to really serve as a big anchor for other development in the downtown area. My favorite building downtown is the one next door to it, the Herald Building.
It has kind of a curvature to it.
And it's a beautiful building. And I'm hoping with the Hotel Grimm that maybe something will occupy that building to complement that. The new Courthouse Square project is wrapping up. That's about $1 million project. So a lot of people did not realize that under that asphalt street around the courthouse building are brick pavers. So a lot of those were taken up. They were refurbished and then replaced. And so we have that, and it just looks very, very nice down there. So, as you know, a lot of tourists come to our city to have their picture taken.
On the state line.
I was downtown last Saturday, and I met a group from Tennessee. And then I met a young man and his two children from San Antonio who were coming through here. And so I got to visit with them, and they had their picture taken downtown. So, like I said, downtown is looking good. A lot of activity on the weekends. Various events. And so
I was shocked last time I went downtown in the evening. I had to go down there, and I was amazed at how many people were downtown, how many people were out and about. They were milling around having a good time, and it used to be kind of like there was, especially in the evening, there was just nothing going on. It's happening.
That's right. A lot of good things are taking place downtown. We're in the process of changing out lighting along East Broad on the Arkansas side. All of the street lighting's been changed out to LED, so it's brighter. It's a safer environment. Also looking at changing out the existing street lighting in the downtown area. So that will be a great compliment. great restaurants downtown. The feedback I'm getting from those restaurant owners is that their business is very strong, it's very good, and so that's very positive. And then a lot of economic development work taking place on the west end of town.
We had the new Wadley. Talk about that area.
Yeah. Right. We had the groundbreaking earlier this week for a new $227 million Wadley Hospital project or campus project. That is really going to provide other opportunities for businesses mm-hmm. that complement a hospital. And so we're looking for a great development in that corridor. The infrastructure is already in place. So that's taking place, extension of Gibson Lane from University over to Pleasant Grove Road, and then that's our missing link.
Right.
And then we will have access from Pleasant Grove Road currently over to Kings Highway.
It's going to be a roundabout there at that intersection.
At Gibson and University.
Where that big
yes.
construction's going
right,
on.
Right, yeah, that's why the intersection looks so huge now. Yeah. Right, yeah.
So that'll be the second roundabout. So everybody who's still trying to learn the other one, learn how to drive that thing, please.
Yeah.
And, of course, the expansion of I-30 to six lanes mm-hmm. is underway, and be finished hopefully by 2024. Is that right?
Somewhere in that time frame. Yes, sir.
All right. So, we're talking with Mayor Bob Brueggemann, who is running for re-election this year. And we were talking about things going on economically in the area. It's booming and everything. And I know that you work with that group called Ready mm-hmm. that's trying to bring some, you know, bigger industry to Texarkana area, whether it be on the Texas side, outside of the city, or on the Arkansas side. Talk a little bit about Ready.
Okay. Ready is an acronym that stands for Regional Economic Development Incorporated. It's a group that is funded by citizens in our community. They put forth their own money and time and talent and effort. It has a board of directors, Mayor Brown on the Arkansas side, and I serve on it, the county judges as well as you know, Dean Berry, mm-hmm. Kerry Patterson, Sonia Hubbard, James Henry Russell, you know, key members of our community,
as well
as others who are on that board. And so the mission is to look for industry opportunities for our area, and we're not looking just in the U.S., but around the world. So there are two large parcels of land that Ready has in its possession. One being, as you mentioned, on the Arkansas mm-hmm. side over near the Mandeville area across from the new FedEx terminal.
Right.
The Texas property is on that long Interstate 30 between Hooks and New Boston. And so the key thing that I'd like to emphasize is that, yes, we would like to see development take place in Texas, mm-hmm. but we have to think about this as well. If we have a large industry that locates on this parcel of land in the Mandeville area, mm-hmm. it's still a win-win. Because there will be employees who will, you know, work.
Yeah.
I mean, who will live, you know, on the Texas mm-hmm. side. They're going to be shopping our stores, mm-hmm. you know, our retail establishments, our restaurants. We're going to derive sales tax revenue from that. Mm-hmm. They may even have a son or daughter that attends one of our universities here, a college.
Yeah.
And so it's a win-win.
It's kind of similar to Red River or Cooper Tire or
right.
the paper plants. They're here in an area. And you may be living on the Texas side and working at one on the Arkansas side, or vice versa.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So everybody wins.
Everybody wins. And
yeah.
so we're really looking forward to that. And Rob Sitterly mm-hmm. Heads up Ready and has a very, very diverse background in economic development. Worked previously for the governor of the state of Florida before mm-hmm. coming here in economic development. And so he is hitting the pavement every day, going to trade shows, making contacts, having meetings with key people, both in government and in industry, to bring good jobs in our area. And there are certain industries that require certain things. Certain industries need close access to rail.
Right.
Some may need large quantities of water. And so we want to make sure that our parcels that we have available can meet those needs. And also, you know, industries that will complement our area.
All right. Let's look ahead to the next 10
yeah.
years or so, about the decade down the road, early 2030s.
Mm-hmm.
What's your vision? What do you want to see happening in Texarkana over the next decade that makes it a better place? You know.
Well, I think we always want to look at, you know, we have great school districts, mm-hmm. great school system, and also higher ed opportunities
that.
Here. So we want to continue to grow on that, perhaps add new degree programs to complement that area and to provide us with a ready workforce when we do have those development opportunities. Quality of life issues are also very important. We have a great park system and trail system. And a lot of times if a company is looking to move here, that's one key thing that they're looking at, you know, quality of life. What do you have for families here? Also, we want to make sure that, and we have a great job of our, we have relatively low utility rates, relatively low cost of living here. And so housing is affordable, though the housing market has really kind of shot up here in the last several months. But we do have those things that we want to be sure that we complement on. So, you know, quality of life, bringing good jobs, education are some things that I feel like are important as we look down the road.
John, Anna, and friends, we got Mayor Bob Brueggemann in here. He's been talking about things going on in the city. Of course, he's running for re-election in the voting that comes up. Early voting, October 18th is when it starts, and the actual election itself is the first Tuesday in November, which is November the 2nd. I've always been kind of a day of the voting kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just a traditionalist that way.
Okay.
This past election in November of last year was
right.
The first one I ever voted early. And it was because I wanted to vote with my son. It was his first time to ever vote. And that was the day he could go. So I did it early. But normally I'm a day of kind of guy. But anyway, are you a day of kind of guy, Bob?
No, I like to vote early.
Okay, all right.
My memory's not very good sometimes, so I may forget.
All right. Well, let's see how you do on this little game we got.
Okay.
And y'all play along with Anna and Bob. It's called Yes or BS. I'll give you a statement. You decide whether it's true or it's just a bunch of Barbara Streisand made-up stuff. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and I got to pick some that Anna hasn't already done because these
I'll just let him answer.
Well, some of these we haven't done,
okay.
Like this one. In the 1800s, people said prunes instead of cheese when having their picture taken. So you know how you go, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They said prunes back in the 1800s. Is that yes or BS?
That's so silly. I'm going to say yes. It's just silly.
I think it could be yes.
Yep.
And you are both right.
All right.
They did do that
Yay.
Back in the 1800s.
See how smart we are?
Yeah. I tell you, y'all are on it. Y'all are on it. This is interesting, if
okay.
it's true.
All right.
Pretty pure snow
mm-hmm.
melts faster than snow that's gotten stuff in it and is dirty snow. Is that yes or BS? Pretty pristine snow melts faster than the dirty snow. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Mom says yes.
I don't think so, because I think there's salt and stuff in the dirty snow that makes it melt faster.
Well, the person of all those little facts and everything, Anna's right. Dirty snow does
okay.
melt faster, but it's because it absorbs more heat. I don't understand
huh.
it. I guess she's right.
Okay.
I'm not going to try to challenge her.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, we haven't done this one.
Okay.
Six mixed drinks will get you inebriated more than six beers. Is that yes or BS? Six mixed drinks will get you inebriated or drunker than six beers.
Mixed with alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's verifying.
Yeah. Is that yes or BS?
What do you think, Bob? We're going to go with your gut instinct.
That's a tough one. I don't drink.
No,
so
no. It's been so long.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. I'm going to say probably no.
Yeah.
BS is right. They say it's actually about the same.
It
will not be make you any worse, but it's about the same.
Okay.
Let's see. The classic Barbie doll was the very first toy ever advertised on TV. Is that yes or BS? The classic Barbie doll was the first toy ever advertised on television.
That can't be true.
I don't know.
It might be.
Let's see. The Barbie doll. I'm going to say probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually
we divided.
Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, Mrs. Potato Head.
Right.
Join him. Oh, wow. The late movie critic, the late Roger Ebert, actually trademarked his thumb. Is that yes or BS?
I thought I remember reading something about
that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
you
yes.
do big things.
All right, and finally.
Okay.
During the first year, puppies grow 100 times faster than human infants do. Is that yes or BS? 100 times faster.
That's ridiculous.
You say it's ridiculous, huh? Well,
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, you're right. It's only 10 times.
Okay.
They do grow 10 times
faster. Wow.
And I'm just going to throw this one in real
okay.
quick. Only one person survived the siege at the Alamo. This is your Texas history, yes or BS. Now, he survived the siege. Doesn't necessarily mean he was there. But is that true or not?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Okay.
I think they sent some courier or whatever.
Yeah, he was a courier rider. Yeah, I just remember with the kids.
He survived. Yeah. All right, Mayor.
Yeah.
What you want to say, tell the voters out there as they get ready to cast their ballots for this?
Well, election. I just would like to encourage everyone to get out and vote.
Right.
Once again, early voting starts October the 18th through the 29th at the Walnut Church of Christ on Moore's Lane, mm-hmm. as well as the Southwest Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I've certainly enjoyed serving as your mayor for the past 9 years. As I went over earlier, we have some very, very important projects that are shaping our community for the next 40 to 50 years. And I would like to remain on the job to get those projects done,
right.
and make sure that they're done in a satisfactory manner towards or to our citizens. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I work for the people. Mm-hmm. I work for the citizens, and I enjoy doing that. And it gives me an opportunity to give back, and certainly would appreciate everyone's support.
All right, Mayor Bob, we sure appreciate you coming in here and taking time to be with us and speak with us and be on the air and on the Facebook and the work that you do and have been doing on the council. And like I said, for those that are just tuning in, this is equal time. We did have the challenger,
right.
Dr. Brian Matthews, do the same thing
right.
yesterday. And so now we're caught up.
Right. We'll have both podcasts right. up yeah. on the website.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have both of those all up right. there. So, all right, have a great weekend.
Thank you for the opportunity. I enjoyed the invitation.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.